QST, QST, QST. Tom Fry, KF6Q. Net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, plus offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, the gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
W6POO to Tom, KF6Q.
Yes, Chip, go ahead.
I don't know if anybody else is hearing it the same down here in the flatlands, but it sounds like the repeater is affected by the wind storms or something, but you're unlike you normally, you're coming in very poorly. You're hitting a lot of crackle, a lot of breaking up in reception down here. While you were coming on with your first announcements, I ran over to the other repeaters here in the valley, did a quick test to make sure it wasn't my transmitter, my antenna, everything seemed to be operating correctly. So I'm not sure if anybody else is hearing you clean and clear, but here at my QTH, I'm picking up about one-third of what you're saying.
Okay, roger that. Let me do a quick test. WB6CLZ, Mike.
You're okay down here. You're full quieting, no crackling. You're good here in Placentia. I'm receiving you off the four-element Yagi in the horizontal position. So you're okay down here. It must be conditions.
Oh, Indio, California, N6, Whiskey, Whiskey Echo.
Hey, Indio, go ahead. Indio, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You're perfect into Indio, California, N6, Whiskey, Whiskey Echo.
Okay, copy that. Harold?
I'm in Mobile in Riverside, and you're full quieting here. Just a little bit of a hum there once in a while, but that's probably from your power supply or something. Maybe your neighbors over there practicing AD6PL.
Yeah, KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday Net. Yeah, it's this power supply. I got it. It does that. Chip, could be just a lot of that wind coming through the Banning Pass, possibly.
Okay, I'll check that later on. We got a tremendous wind amount going on right now, and though I'm hitting all the repeaters here clearly, I did hear Indio, which is just down the road from here, so everybody else seemed to come in fine. I'll stand down, and we'll go on with class, but this is the first time I've ever, yeah, it's like waving in and out, but most interesting. Okay, W6POO clear with KF6Q.
Yeah, Chip, I know that depending on the area of where you're at there, some areas can't even hit the repeater, and I'm just guessing that it has a lot to do with the air. We have a lot of high winds up here, a lot of ionization going on, and I think we found in the past that that can kind of inhibit some of the areas that are always not real solid now. All right, well anyway, any other announcements for the net, please come back. Okay, hearing none, one announcement here. Probably in the next few days, we'll be reestablishing Echolink with the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Slow and ongoing process, getting everything set up pretty permanent, and had to really run a lot of new antenna, new coax, new shelves, new power. Anyway, so we're almost there, guys, so be patient.
86, yeah.
Yes, Earl, go ahead.
Yeah, a guy over on Claire gave me a website that is really interesting if you're a kit builder or like getting into some pretty nice kits, it looked to me like. And I think one of them was, I didn't see any prices. He said that somewhere or other he opened it up, I guess deeper than I went into it. I was messing around, just checked it real quick. They had a frequency counter for like $40. It's really nice looking setup. You have to buy your own enclosure for it. Had a boatload of, seemed to be really nice ham radio related stuff, like just electronic stuff. You might want to take a look at that. It's boxdelta.com.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, that's always good to have good information out there. Kind of cool to be building stuff. This is the TechNet. This is what we do. We talk about stuff and building stuff. That's what it's all about here, at least for an hour. All right, good deal. Topic for the evening. Going to do a couple things here. Going to kind of a little bit about the ISS and QRP to the ISS. This is being pulled from February 2012, QFT, page 68. While we're on the ISS and preliminary to that, a little bit about some tracking, some position stuff, neat stuff from AMSAT. So, going to kind of cover that all night. And if we have enough time, got some really cool Android apps for ham radio, and a few of them actually are for tracking the ISS. It's kind of cool stuff too, so stand by. And we'll have our roster right now and get to the topics. All righty, first on the list is WB6CLZ Mike Placentia.
Good evening, Tom, and everybody that's listening to the Tech Tuesday Net tonight. This is WB6CLZ in Placentia.
Okay, Mike, glad to have you out there, and hopefully you're getting a good signal. You're solid into the repeater on this end, so. How about WB6CIN Cindy?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Yeah, good evening there, Cindy. Glad to have you with us this evening. Let's see if we got KA6CIA George from Lucerne.
Good evening, Tom. And Annette from Windy Lucerne Valley, and you're sounding good. KA6CIA.
Okay, George, glad to have you out there. I bet you are windy down there. We are definitely windy up here. We'll just need to put a special beam up there for Chip. Hi. Hang in there, Chip. Let's see if we have him out there. Is KE6QI Nancy? I'm not sure if she's within range. I do not think so. KI6SKN, Chris, are you out there? And didn't hear Chris out there. I know he had some great DX a few days ago, so hopefully he'll join us. KJ6HCS, Mike. Don't hear him out there. How about WA6ITC, Ron?
Yeah, from Windy, Big Bear City. WA6ITC, hello, good week. Good evening.
Good evening there, Rod. Yeah, you're supposed to be sheltered around all those hills there. I guess they just kind of find their way in there. All right, next on the list is KJ6FIL, Mike Fabricator from Redwood.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I'm way out there, kind of blowing in the wind. Back to you, KJ6FIL.
Hey, Mike, grab a hold of a piece of angle iron. Way you down. How about KJ6KDL Jim?
KJ6KDL here with my other half, KJ6KDK.
Well, good evening, Jim and Rosemary. Glad to hear you out there this evening. Oh, let's see here. Don't know if he's out there. He might be too cold in his shack. WB6TBZ Ray. Right. His shack's out there without heat. I don't blame him for being inside. Let's see, KI6IQA, Kelly.
Good evening, KI6IQA.
Good evening there, Kelly. Thanks for being out there. Appreciate you checking in, as always. How about K6GVL Ron from Green Valley? And nothing heard. Don't know if she's out there. How about N6BOP, Ann? And nothing heard. And I know this guy's out there. He just was a minute ago. AD6PL, Harold.
AD6PL, and sitting over here with dead calm. We had high wind up to about half hour ago, and now it's dead calm out here, 86 PL.
Well, that's good. Maybe all the wind has left you and soon to leave us. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. How about K6LCS Clint from Aruba Valley? And nothing heard. How about KJ6PYV, Dave from Sugarloaf?
Good evening, Tom and everyone on the net. KJ6PYV.
Hey, Dave, I know it's windy at your house. You're only about two blocks away. Okay, let's see. I think JLM, W6JLM, Judith, I don't think she's in range. Go by that. Moving on down to K6YNW. Chris, are you out there?
Yes, and dead calm here until about 1:30, and then, boy, it's been exactly the opposite. K6YNW.
Okay, Chris, how's the copy out there? Is the repeater hitting you okay?
Yes, it is. K6YNW.
Okay, well, good deal there. W6POO, Chip, hopefully you can hear us.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing you okay. It's just interesting, for the first time ever, it cleared up a little bit. I got to go check the antenna after class, and for the first time, the S-meter is actually breathing. It never had done that before, so either the wind has knocked an antenna loose, or I have an alien inside the antenna. Anyway, I'm here, and here we go. It's 60-00.
And KF6Q with the Tech Tuesday Net on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Well, thanks, Chip. Appreciate that. Yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious, and you'll be able to take care of that. Still glad to have you out there. Thanks for being on the net. KD6LEN, Bill. And nothing heard. And let's see, moving on down here, AE6CK, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Good evening, Tom and the group, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Hey, Victor, hopefully it's okay down there. Any rain down there in Orange County?
Not yet, but it looks like we will have tonight. What's the weather like in the Big Bear?
Right now, very windy. Couple little tiny flakes momentarily. Other than that, just about nothing but a bunch of wind. So I guess we'll see what happens when we wake up in the morning. Hang in there, buddy. KA6ROD, Rod, I don't know if he's back yet. Yeah, evidently not. KB6LTY, Christy. Alrighty. That's pretty much the list as I have it, a regular check-in. Anybody else out there would like to check in this evening, please come back. AF6Q.
AF6JET. Go Indio, California. No traffic, a good signal out this way.
Got two people in there, got you both, and thanks for checking in from Indio. Good signal in. Coming back this way too. Anybody else? All right, anybody wants to join in any time, any questions, any suggestions, any comments, feel free to join in. This is an open net. Mike, well, looking at the kind of article that we're talking about here with the QRP to the ISS, Neat article about communicating through packet, and there was a good packet repeater on the ISS, and I think this is pretty cool. I think we've talked about this tape measure Yagi before, and that's pretty cool, $15 or so a part. What can you tell me about this? It's like every 90 minutes the ISS goes by. Sometimes we only see it once a night.
Can we talk about that in a minute, Tom? I've got some important news about the sun. Can we go there first?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got your email. I did pass that up. This is for the DX report, but which I'm sorry, I missed my agenda here. I'm going to have to reread the script. But before we do our DX report, Mike, I know you have a big announcement with a something that happened on the sun. Please go ahead.
Well, everyone, the sun is waking up again. She's kind of been flatlined for a little while, but this afternoon we had an X5 go off. That's a pretty major solar flare. So, and this one, it's the spot that it originated from is kind of rotating around the solar disk. So this is going to be a little bit more than a glancing blow. Not really anything going on yet, but in about 3 days, I think we're going to see some action from that. So keep your eyes on space weather and on the homepage for QRZ, and you'll pick up more information for that. So I think things are going to start picking up, and all you HF guys may have smiles on your faces. I got some DX to report, but nothing really major. Over the weekend, we with QRP running 10 watts, Portugal and Martinique, and yesterday I was talking to a guy in Hawaii, and we were on the Big Island, and we were playing around, and he gave me a 5x5 with 500 milliwatts, half a watt on 10 meters. So that was kind of fun, and he turned his down to about a watt and about the same signal. Anyway, that's all that's going on with DX. Now we'll get back to the program. KF6Q, WB6CLZ with Tech Tuesday.
Hey, Mike, appreciate that great information. Yeah, it takes a few days for the particles to get here, the actual physical particles. The radiation from that actually is instantaneous. Travels at the speed of light, so we're talking, whatever it takes to do the 90 million miles, and it doesn't take very long for that to happen. And so that's probably already come and gone. You know, and I know that there was more DX out there over the weekend, and overheard some good stuff, good reports from Chris, KI6FKN. Unfortunately, he's not with us this evening, but he had some great contacts over to Europe. And yeah, I guess Saturday bands were open pretty good, so especially on 10 meter. I was also heard some information from Bill, W6BBL. Also had great contacts in the 10 meter band, and yeah, so I guess this weekend it was pretty cool.
Question?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, what mode did he use working in Hawaii and some of these places? K6YNW.
Yeah, Mike, I think that was directed to you.
Generally use sideband when we can, and I generally use an 817 when I'm on the trail or an Elecraft K3 at my home station. About 10 watts a single sideband, and sometimes I'll go a little bit less. The most I ever use is 100 watts.
Thank you, K6YNW.
Well, anyway, so there was some DX out there. We had some people in the valley here with members of the club doing some great stuff up here, which we do have that 7,000-foot advantage. Ah, that doesn't count, does it, Mike? That doesn't matter. Well, anyway, with the ISS, a couple things here. I think I did direct a question to you, Mike, and was kind of starting off with this article. And it says here that this space station runs around the Earth about every 90 minutes, but how come we only see it, like, maybe once a day, or and then not every day?
think that's the nature of the orbit, and it changes actually position as it goes around. Tom, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have time to get into the QRP to the ISS. I was kind of concentrating on the iPhone app. But yeah, we only get it. I think, I wish the satellite guy was here. We only get that maybe 2-3 times a day, as I recall.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to direct something your way. I will actually answer that question. Well, in the first place, when we do see the ISS passing over in the evening, and it is sometimes showing up in the morning. In fact, I got a report on that coming up. That's because the ISS. Does it have lights on it? Yes. Are there lights on the ISS? Yes. Can we see those lights from the ground? Absolutely not. Too far away. They're not that bright. What we do see when we see it passing overhead is that special moment when it's at the right position passing over and the sun's already gone down for us, but the sunlight is still striking the ISS, making it gleam in the sunlight, and that's what we actually see, whether it be at night or in the morning. Sometimes, because of that 90 minutes between passes, there's actually a chance sometimes it makes another pass, still catching enough sunlight to shine up like that. But yeah, other than that, the ISS actually makes quite a few passes. Reset. To get an idea, and if you're going to actually start working the ISS with QRP packet, and if you want to listen to their single sideband output, that's a good thing too. Doesn't mean you'll be able to talk to them. However, might be able to listen in some of the conversation. Quite often they will talk to a lot of school children. They try to keep that as a priority. Let me reset. This is KF6Q, the Tech Tuesday Net, and a group here. And I have found in the past there's a lot of different tracking software out there. Something that's really free if you've got access to the internet. You can go to amsat.org, and when you go to amsat.org, amsat.org, you go to amsat.org, up there in the top menu, it's got a menu in the top going from left to right, and one of those menu items is passes. And if you click on passes, you can actually pull up some information of more than just the ISS, actually quite a big selection of satellites. But if you click on the ISS, it'll focus on that. And then you need to enter your latitude and longitude. For us here, we're about, 133 west and 34.5 degrees north. But Delta Mike 14, you can enter that in there too, DM14. It'll calc out our latitude and longitude for us. Read that. You know, and if all that fails, if you can look it up on a very good map, pretty much calc, see where we're at. But for our area here, that's pretty cool. And what that'll do, it will plot, and you can ask for it to plot 10, 20, 30 next passes. It'll give you all the time. Unfortunately, it's in UTC. But at the very top of that page, click on where it says View Current Position, and it'll show you two of the next orbits right over the Earth. Pretty cool, and it's positioned, and it'll automatically update for those two passes. Mike, have you ever dealt with the AMSAT page like that, or is that something that you're not familiar with?
Well, really, Tom, the only experience that I've had is when we played around with it and made that contact on Field Day. I was experienced with the old Oscar satellites, Oscar 1, 2, and 3, back in the olden days. But I've never really gotten into the new stuff, never really gotten into the ISS. But there is quite a bit of interesting information here in QST about other things like where you can program your radio to give you information on the patterns and the positions and everything like that. So, yeah, really cool. But no, I haven't really gotten into the newer satellites.
Okay. I think really the cool part about this is that the AMSAT stuff has got all this neat tracking stuff. If we're just current stuff, by the way, let me make a correction there. We are here at 117 West. I don't know what I said before, but we're about 117 West and 34.5 North. Now, no matter where you are, if you're listening to me right now, I don't care if you're in Oceanside, I don't care if you're in Torrance, I don't care if you're in Lucerne. That's probably close enough, because obviously we're all in different places, but that latitude and longitude is close enough, you know, to plot a pretty accurate time of appearance. And real quick here, I'm going to update that. I have that for everybody out here on when we will see it in the sky next. And it will be in the morning, not in the evening, for this next group. I'll give you a reset. And a lot of this here is also through spaceflight.nasa.gov. Some real good real data stuff here for the San Bernardino area, which also this would pretty much apply. Starting around March 14th through March 20th, going to have, and I'm going to say the hour of the day is going to be in the morning from just before 6, sometimes just before 5, but basically pretty early in the morning, between 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. You can go to, the human spaceflight site, and if you need any help with the links to this stuff, just send me an email at kf6q@arrl.net. Get just some good information. Most of these will be about 2 minutes or better. And I think there's only one day. I think on the March 15th, there's no sighting. But we'll have this group, and then it'll be a blank for a while, and then probably another group coming up in the evening. All right. Well, there's all the information on the ISS. And basically, a lot of this stuff is easily done. There is a Kenwood D700 transceiver that's up there on the ISS, unless they have changed that. And it's got a APRS function, and it is actually will send out packets. So you can kind of do some packet stuff like that. Pretty neat. It's kind of neat just to log us in. It's just kind of like a little gold star on your shirt there, I guess, or in the front of the book. But anyway, Mike, pretty neat here. I like the setup. They've got this homemade antenna, $15, a little piece of PVC pipe. Good information here. If anybody out there wants to do this, I guess they could just Google tape measure Yagi. Would that be a good idea, Mike?
That would do it, unless they still have the January 2012 issue, and on page 37, there's a dual band, 2 meter, 70 centimeter tape measure beam that gives you basic construction techniques, and quite a bit of information about it. That looks like a lot nicer than this little three element that they've got there, though. So, Google's the easiest way. I do a lot of that, and I know you do, too. But here, it actually has pictures and diagrams and everything on how to make a little bit more sophisticated one in the January QSD.
Yeah, Roger, and I think we talked about that Tech Tuesday, and a couple of the pretty good ideas were to basically put some electrical tape on the edges of the tape measure, make sure you don't get cut. We had a lot of different things there of the safety procedures. But anyway, if you've got an old tripod from a home movie camera, a video camera, or whatever, pretty neat to set that up that way. Might take a little extra effort, but it'll definitely take care of your arm falling off trying to track that thing by hand. Been there, done that. But anyway, so the plan, once you get all your equipment ready, if you're going to try to deal with that with the packet, I guess the VX8 ASU, capable of packet, according to the article here. And if you don't want to use the freebie stuff, pretty cool stuff. Let me reset here real quick. There is some good stuff out there that's free. Satscape is one. It's a Java applet, and it can be used with Windows and Mac and Linux. So it's kind of good for all three because it's written in Java. And then, for Windows alone, there's Nova for Windows, which is about $60, according to the article. Mac users can use the Mac Doppler. And the good part about the Nova and Mac Doppler, they, if you have an automated system with rotors and stuff like that, it'll actually send out the information to track that thing. Pretty cool. You can be inside, it can be outside doing it for you. Well, Mike, pretty much that's about it. I mean, not a lot of neat stuff to do here. Recommend everybody kind of take a good look at that, look into it. And you'll find that there's a lot of information out there for, you know, and I think worksat.com is one that Clint usually talks about. Really good, up-to-date. And I think that's his favorite, as a matter of fact, if not his alone. Anyway, anything else to add to this, Mike? As we will probably move on to that Android app, which also has apps for this.
Well, by golly, you just got me. I was just going to say, well, yeah, we'll segue into Android apps because that's there's a lot of nice apps on the Android. Yeah, yeah, really cool. I've never really heard. I one of these days I've got to get into it, but never really played around with the newer satellites. And it sounds cool. It sounds exciting. What you can do with just a few watts and a tape measure. Tape measures can be used for a lot of things. I use them for counterpoise on some of my my portable antennas. Yeah, well, Android app. Let's go there.
It's KF6Q, the Tech Tuesday Net, and the group. And Mike, getting a little noise on you there. I guess I could pretend I'm Chip because basically you're kind of fading in and out. So either you've cut power or maybe it's that ionized air moving your way.
Same on your signal here, so something's going on. So yeah, it's propagation. It has to do with the dust and the wind. You know how this computer gets in weird conditions like that.
Okay, roger that. Well, everybody out there, please try to hang with us, and we'll run over this Android app and then probably shut her down after that. Android phones, smartphones, if you're lucky enough to have one of those guys, there's a lot of cool apps. And besides just apps for the amateur, well, real briefly, there are apps for satellite tracking, too. So, I mean, there's pretty cool stuff, good stuff for the amateur astronomer. Satellite Tracker is a good app. GoSatWatch is another one. You know, Space Station Light provides some more information about the International Space Station. So, anyway, pretty good stuff there. And I think there's also some digital mode apps, too. One of them also is Echolink, which is very popular for the Android. We will have the Echolink up here very shortly. Mike, what was one of the coolest things? I'm going to let you, you've got the heads up on me on the Android app. I'm going to hand this over to you, KF6Q.
Hey, Tom. Well, I've had a little bit of experience with being on the receiving end. I don't have a smartphone, don't have an Android, don't have an iPhone. I'm just an old, just a regular telephone with a message machine on my cell phone. So that's where I'm at. I'm not fancy, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are and know what I'm talking about. I haven't got there yet. Well, really cool. There's a Morse code trainer, propagation apps. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I've worked people with remote stations where they have, like, say, up at Big Bear with the 7,000-foot advantage, have a really nice station up there, and they live down in the flatlands here most of the time, or they travel for a living or something. Well, they take their Android phone, they take their iPhone, they connect remotely to their radio, and can work the world from their iPhone or their Android phone, can control their beam antennas, can control the whole station from their telephone, and more. Go ahead, Tom.
So with this, and I think I saw a commercial on TV, and probably more times than I'd like to have seen it, there's cars now that you can start your car remotely from your Android or your iPhone. I'm not sure which it was, but that's pretty awesome. So you can actually control your entire base station from a distance through your Android phone with an app, amateur apps. Cool. So that's kind of a whole different meaning of remote base.
Yeah, and 99% of the time they sound pretty good. Every once in a while you hear a guy that's not adjusted right, and he's got an echo or something strange on the signal. But most of them sound pretty good, and you can usually tell just a little bit that they're not right at the station. But you know, it's pretty good. They've got it down pretty darn good.
Well, that's just got to be too cool. Of course, it's not as cool as being right there in your own station working the world, but it's still got to be next to that if you can't be at your home QTH. Well, I see there's quite a few things here, and a lot of these apps are free. Is that true?
Well, according to this article, you can go to market.android.com, and a lot of them at that point are free. And if they're not, it's just a nominal fee. I would think less than $5 the way they're talking, so not a heck of a lot of money.
Well, okay, that's pretty cool. That's the right price. I noticed there's a little bit there for electronics builders and stuff, and there's some doing some calculations, some Ohm's Law stuff, power stuff. And I see here where they've also got licensing study guides. Or if you're a technician, you're going to upgrade, or if you're studying for your technician, which I have to make one thing I have to say about that. Androids do have a good calculator you can use, but because of this, it's too easy to have the study guide up during a test session. We have not allowed those in our test session. Hi.
Comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I think I just read in the Times, Los Angeles Times, when people get apps, it allows intruders to pick up a lot of their impersonal information. You know, don't know a lot more about it, but something to think about. K61W.
You know, and Chip, that's, I'm sorry, Chris, K61W, that's a very good point. You might want to be careful on the apps. I think it's the apps that you put on your phone. I would assume that a lot of this stuff, and that is an assumption, that all this amateur stuff, you know, is free of any bugs or viruses or spyware. However, if you're out there shopping for apps and the price is free, there is no fee, and it's free. There, I'll get that all out. You might find that there's a reason. Be very careful, you know, because, yes, there could be some spyware in that stuff. So hopefully it's not with our amateur radio app. So. But anyway, you know, Mike, anything else to add on this? Some really neat apps here.
That's where I was just about ready to go. They do mention the cost of free, and we all know about cookies on our computers, and we all know about spyware. So, I mean, I think that is something that we do have to be aware of that is going on, and make sure that we check that out first. Yeah, DX apps. I'm going on and on and on here for the iPhone now. More satellites app, a lot of information. I mean, gosh. Probably more than you would ever want to deal with. But the nice thing is it's there for you if you want it. And you know, things have come by leaps and bounds in the last few years in that regard.
A comment?
Yes, Chip, go ahead.
I was on the phone. I was thinking of a report I heard on NPR about 6, maybe 9 months ago. They were talking about cell phone blockers. They're very illegal, of course, in this country. But apparently, Alltech considered, as I recall, reported that in the UK they were actually using the cell phone blockers in universities, London universities, the England universities, because students were using phones with the apps. In the universities and linking up to people that were helping them take tests and so forth. And so there was an example of actually using the technology to actually block the technology so the students would actually have to take the test on the up and up, W6POO.
Aha, so I'm not the only one who's suspicious of that. And not that anybody would want to cheat on a ham exam. Anyway, it would be too easy to do, you know, with that being so readily available. And I know here also that if you're into EME stuff, Earth, Moon, Earth bounce, you know, that's the ultimate EX, Mike. With that, there's you can get Skywarn reports, the Moon Calculator, you know, for EME. Pretty cool stuff. There's probably just about everything out there. Neat stuff. Very neat stuff. Like I said, I don't have a smartphone either, but I know a lot of people have them out there, especially as they start getting, some of the smartphones are not that expensive anymore. Some of the plans are voice, text, and data all combined. I'm just waiting for my carrier to do that. Anything else to add to this, Mike, in closing? And let's call also for any questions out there or anything about this. Please come back.
About other.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, that inner mod or that whine is the good old Mexican repeater, K61W.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't hear that up here. Mike, can you hear that down where you're at?
Negative, and that's very surprising because I usually do get the Mexican repeater, but my beam is pointed a little bit from Placentia here to the north, northeast, so usually when it's down south a bit, I do. Yeah, I'm not getting it down here.
Okay, roger that. Well, Mike, in closing, anything else to add, and then we'll pass it around if anybody else has anything else to say. And I think this is pretty cool stuff, especially if you have an iPhone. Or an Android phone. Go ahead, Mike.
Really cool subject tonight. Nothing to add because I don't own one, but let's kick it out there and see if anybody does and if anybody's playing around with any of these apps and what their opinion of them are.
KJ6KDL.
Boy, if you didn't jump in there, Jim, I was going to call you. Go ahead, Jim.
That X5 comment had me interested, so I've been looking at the Google App Store, which is being renamed on my Google phone, and I installed Heavens Above to follow the ISS tracker, and then my App Store disappeared and turned into some sort of Google Play thing, so I went to the PC and I found Space Weather has an app, and it's in the process of installing now.
So you're going to have Space Weather as an app.
Absolutely, yeah. Its example shows a picture of a half picture of the sun because it doesn't quite fit. But as soon as it finishes downloading, I could say something about it, but I'm still waiting for it to come onto the phone.
Well, that's pretty cool. Mike, I don't know. By golly, what else can there be out there? It's just everything else under the sun. Oh, wait a minute, we have that too. That's right, Space Weather. Very good, Jim. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there, any comments on the iPhone with her amateur radio and QRP into the ISS? All right, well, I don't hear any comments there, but as usual, Mike and I usually hang around after the net, and pretty good. Glad to have everybody check in this evening. Thanks for joining us, and pretty cool. Kind of coincidental with that. Mike, did you schedule this X5 solar burst just for us?
I tried to. I know we had an X1 go off Sunday, and so I figured, well, let's just kick this up a bit. I'm ready for a little bit of DX with a couple of watts.
Well, roger that. I really, like I said, once I get got a really cute, and I say cute, little ground plane for the Echolink antenna, got all that stuff in, and today it was pretty much clearing workbench space, running power to the area where everything's going to be, and trying to figure out exactly, you know, once I get this set up, I don't want to be moving it, so not too bad. Actually, I should just be a little bit more ambitious. I would have already been done. Sorry about that. Anyway, good deal. Anybody else out there with any comments before we close the net?
A question in a different direction, November 6, Whiskey, Whiskey, Echo.
November 6, Whiskey, Whiskey, Echo, is that correct? Go ahead.
That's correct. This is Ken down in Indio. I have a Kenwood D72A and a Garmin 350, which I have found out they will work together, and you can use the Garmin 350 to plot your waypoints for APRS. The guy from HRO can just pull things right up, and he can find the pinouts for anything. I can't find pinouts for either the Garmin 350 or the Kenwood D72A's Comport. Is there anybody around that maybe has already done this and can give me a hand with that?
Well, we'll just leave it open for a minute.
I'm in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Ken. We have the Monday night net here in 9-4, and then there's a Racy's net. Oh, there won't be a Racy's net because there's a Racy's meeting on Thursday. And ask at those two, K6YNW.
All right, Chris, I will do that. I missed the Monday night, and I think Thursday night, like you said, is put off. But anyway, just something that I'm working on here, trying to get my wife's mobile APRS all dialed in. So, all right, I didn't hear anybody else that had already tried it, so I'll keep playing. November 6th, Whiskey, Whiskey, Echo. Thank you.
Yeah, Ken, if you want to send me an email, that way I'll have your email, and just put down what equipment you have there. And I'll tell you what, we'll tackle that, and possibly in the next few days we can find something for you. I got a lot of resources. A lot of the people that we talk to, Mike and I talk to, don't always, join us in here with Tech Tuesday. Send me that information, and we'll get some heads working on it for you. How's that?
That will work. I need your call, and I would guess that maybe you're good on QRZ.
Yeah, if you can add, basically, is Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec at KF6Q, Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec at ARRL.net. Send me an email there. It'll get to me, and we'll see what we can work out.
All right, good deal. I will do that probably tonight even and see what you can find out. Like I said, I talked to the guy today from HRO. And he just looked it up, and I had nothing to write on, so I lost everything out of my head. But anyway, all right, very good. November 6th, Whiskey, Whiskey, Echo. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Ken. We'll try to help you out. Thanks a bunch for joining us. Heard you out there a few times. So. Anybody else out there, any other comments before we close the net?
W6POO here. Did you make mention of the apps for Morse code that are available for the Android phone?
Yeah, I think Mike did, but it doesn't hurt to mention them twice. Little note here, too, if you want some practice, you work on your Morse code. Mike, what was that, 30? Was that 3540, I believe? From 4 to 6. Mike, come back to that.
I try to be on 3560, 3560, from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Haven't had any takers yet, but if you want to play around, I'll go any speed up to about 20 words a minute, and any speed down to 5, 4, 3, 2 words a minute, whatever you want. Show up there 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and I try to monitor that frequency. You might not catch me the first time because I might be outside or something, but... show up on 75 meters. We've designated that as the BBARCCW calling frequency.
Good deal there, Mike. And you know what? If somebody needs to get a hold of Mike, if you'd like to just arrange or make an appointment or just let him know you're going to be out there, make sure he's going to be out there. Mike, your call letters at ARRL, is that going to work for an email?
WB6CLZ, CLZ, SDLZ at ARRL.net. That will work. And I am not a CW whiz, so don't, I will make mistakes. But I'm trying to get my speed up, and hopefully that's what everybody else is into, too.
Okay, well, good deal, good deal. And I think we voted that on that at the last meeting and made that the official, just kidding. All right, well, good deal. Mike and I will be around for a little bit. I'll close the net down at this moment. QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control, tech to the net, closing the net at 1900 hours and 50 minutes. Turning the repeater to normal and abnormal use. Thanks, everybody, for being out there, and we'll be here for a little bit.